Shall we bow our heads for a word of prayer once again? Most gracious Heavenly Father, we are grateful to you for making it possible for us to see the beginning of another week. We thank you for the week that just ended. We are grateful for all the blessings and the goodies that you bestowed upon us throughout the week. Your protection, your cares, daily provisions, our personal meditations, and also the family altars and the Lord, the services of the week. We are grateful for your blessings upon us. Our desire, our prayers this morning is that, oh God, please, Master, this week may be more loaded with your blessings than the week that has just passed. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy holy name. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Good morning, church. We're happy to be back to the house of the Lord. God bless you. I say, God bless you. We are going to take our time. Let's quickly turn our Bibles. The talk we're going to do is to be after not this few minutes service. Let's open our Bible to Revelation chapter 1. We are reading from verses 5 and 6. Revelation chapter 1, verses 5 and 6, and it goes like this. And from Jesus Christ, who is a faithful witness, and the first begotten of the dead, and the priest of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us, and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and have made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. God bless you, church. You can please be seated. From the scripture we have just read, it talks about Jesus who loved us. Hallelujah. It is his love that makes him to leave his glory and put on flesh. The Bible tells us that Jehovah of the Old Testament is the Lord Jesus Christ of the New. Is that true? Blessed be his holy name. When he came here, he came to fulfill scriptures. The way he will be born, the life that he will live, how we beat those money changers and the rest of it out of the temple, how he be brought before Pilate, how Pilate will declare him guiltless, and yet give him to be crucified. That is injustice. If you accuse a man of anything and you take him to the law court and they find out that your accusation is false, they should set him free. Not only that he should be free, they should acquit him. Not only that they should acquit him, the accuser might be fined to pay some money to the man. But in his own case, despite the repeated statements of Pilate, I find no fault in him. The majority of people scream out, let him be crucified. Let him be crucified. Why? It's because he has a purpose of coming to be crucified. And it is true that the scripture says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes should not perish but have eternal life. Jesus did not really come to save the whole world. Because it's not possible to save the whole world. Don't forget that Judas was part of the world. And he said, have I not chosen you 12? And one of you is a devil. A majority of people living today on earth are serpent seeds. I'm sorry to say that is the truth. That is why you have varieties of religions all over the place. And they are not ready to listen to anything else. If you want to prove what Jesus has done and be unique and attach it to the Almighty, they are ready to take off your head. Oh, sure. But whether they take off your head, they don't take off your head. The truth remains the truth. There is no other religious leader that has lived the kind of life that Jesus lived. That made him unique. Amen? That really confirmed that truly Jehovah of the Old Testament is Jesus of the New. Because of the life that he lived. There's no religion without a founder. They all have their founders. Their founders, they died and they were buried and they are right there at the grave. And Jesus have told us when they will resurrect. Hello? The Yoruba people say, "Eni to ba ma fun yan laso, eto wo sorun ra ko ma wo." If you say you are a religious leader, you are promising your people resurrection. When you die, did you resurrect? That's the thing. It's a settled matter. No matter how much you want to imitate Christianity, imitation, the prophet said, causes confusion. You know, you don't have to imitate it. Just be a Christian. What I want us to look at this morning in Sunday school, I'm sorry, our precious brother. I was taking Sunday school before he came up. And I handed it over to him because he's the right kind of person that should handle Sunday school. The light of what we have been taught by the prophet of the age. You know, he gave us a breakdown of the fivefold ministry, apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, teachers, and what have you. He told us that the teacher had God-given ability to pull the scriptures together that evil pastor cannot touch it. Those are statements of the prophet. Though he made comments on everyone, but that, as far as I can remember now, that is what he said about the teacher. God bless you. Brother, we appreciate you, sir. Thank you. God's fire your... You see, church, you are blessed. You are blessed. Do you know there are assemblies that have no one single minister? One, they don't get. But here you have evangelists, you have apostle, you have teacher, you have half pastor, and so on and so forth. God bless you. What I want us to look at this morning is that the Bible says we have been made kings and priests unto God. You know, kings on earth, politically motivated places, but you know the kind of caliber of people they are. God made us priests. God made us kings. And that is who we are. Whether the devil like it, he doesn't like it, that is what God has made us. And there is nobody, nothing that can change it. God bless you. I will walk accordingly, according to my disposition. I hope you will do too. Praise God. Anybody who wants to challenge me now, if he challenges me, I will only point him to the one who made me what I am. If you can go and challenge him, you go. I wish you good luck. Hello? Oni odeto shoyle dumare. God bless you. So I will just read a few things because time is not in this time. From the scripture we have read, these are the the breakdown the prophet gave to it. Revelation 1, verse 5. He said, unto him that loved us. When did he love us? Before the foundation of the world. If God loved me before the foundation of the world, do I care who a human being is that will hate me? It's wasting time. Hello? It's simply wasting time. Because God has loved me before the foundation of the world. He loved me. And that one that loved me have all powers both in heaven and in earth at his disposition. There is nothing you can do. Somebody called me on phone one time. After talking to me, he said, somebody had just given my number to him. He said, I should pray for him. I was suspecting. Well, I prayed for the fellow. When I finished, I have a true caller on my phone that even if you call without your name there, the true caller will expose you. When the true caller came up, he said, Ologu. Buy a Shologu. Buy a man Shologu. It doesn't bother me. Because Jesus said, he said, behold, I give you power to tread upon serpents and scorpions and all over the powers of the enemy. He said, add nothing. Where God said nothing, it means nothing shall by any means hurt you. That is why if you use a whole human being, you burn him, completely take me juju, give me chop. I'm telling you, it will turn to vitamin. Oh, sure. God bless you, church. The one that had the final say has made decisions concerning his children. Let me assure you of one thing, that there is no child of God that will be lost. We do not become children of God when we are converted. No. We are converted because we are children of God. God bless you. That is why people that come to church and are politically minded, it is shame unto them. Big shame unto them. Politically minded, coming to the church of God. There is only one church, and that is the body of Christ. And we are baptized into it by one Holy Ghost. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus said, by this shall all men know that you are my disciples. Where you have malice against each other, where you have grudges against each other, where you have hatred against each other, where you have love against no one for another. Let me tell you one thing. The love Jesus is talking about cannot be mimicked. Hello? It cannot be mimicked. It's either you have it or you don't have it. You can't imitate it. Do you know, no matter how goats imitate sheep, it can never be a sheep. God that made sheep, and give him certain characteristics. Me and bro Adeleke were coming, was it yesterday or the first day? The sheep wanted to enter road. You need to see the way they enter road. Me and him were laughing. See, if it was goat, we know what goat will do. Goat. In the temperance that you have goatish nature, it's a big abuse. Goat will be looking at you like this. He's coming to what you put down. He will come, see once he put his mouth, you hit that, boom, he goes, say, hey! You think say he's going. He's not going. As he's going, he's watching you. The slightest opportunity is back again. Very stubborn thing. Compare it to sheep. You see, you look. If you look at nature, you will just see God. Have you ever seen a group of goats and sheep moving together? No, they don't. Their behavior, their character, different. Are God liking his children to be sheep? May God help us. Well, let me quickly read before our time runs against me. Unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. The word washed is actually loosed. Loosed us from our sins in his own blood. He said, is it that wonderful? But are you spiritual minded? Did you catch it? It was his own blood that loosed us completely from our sins. Do you know when you tell some people that Christians are sinless? They say you are an heretic man. You are fanatical. Because they believe no man can live above sin. That is ordinary men. Why is the Bible calling Christians saints? There's a difference between a sinner and a saint. A saint is a man, is a woman, is a boy, is a girl that God has recreated by his supernatural power. As he brought the first Adam without using woman. You know, a doctor was discussing with Brother Brian one time. He said, look, he was discussing about the birth of Christ. He said, there cannot be birth without man and woman meeting together. The prophet said, He said, what about the first Adam that God brought? The man was quiet. When he come to the things of God, put education aside. Jesus was asking the disciples a question. He said, who do men say I, the Son of Man, am? Some say this. He said, some call you this. Some say he John the Baptist who resurrected. And so on. He said, okay, forget that. If that is what it is. You that have chosen, who do you say I am? Amen. And Simon Peter answered and said, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered and said unto him, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood had not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee, that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. The gates of hell will fight. That is why you cannot be too spiritual and you say the devil cannot tempt you. He tempted Jesus. He will come to you in diverse ways. Sometimes God permits him to elevate you. You remember the case of Job? Where God had discussion with Satan, Job was not aware. But the prophet said, God have confidence in his children. All the things that he did to Job did not chide God foolishly. God bless you. When you are going through your own, don't chide God foolishly. That is why you must be certain of who you are. God bless you. I say, God bless you. All right. Let's go on. I read more. He said, did you catch it? It was his own blood that loosed us completely from our sins. Completely means completely. It was no human blood. It was the blood of God. Peter called it the blood of Christ. Paul called it the blood of the Lord and the blood of Jesus. Not three persons, but one person. There is that revelation again. One God, that omnipotent Jehovah God, came down and made himself a body by means of the virgin birth, and he dwelt it, that it might be the blood of God that will free us. Are you listening? That will free us, loose us entirely from our sins, and present us spotless before himself with exceeding great joy. Do you believe that? Would you like an Old Testament type? Let us go back to the Garden of Eden. When the first news came to glory that the son, Adam, had been lost, did God send an angel? Did he send a son? Did he send another one like unto us? No. He came himself to redeem that lost son. Hallelujah. God did not entrust his plan of salvation to another. He trusted only himself. God was made flesh and dwelt among us, and redeemed us unto himself. We are saved by the blood of God. The eternal God, he dwelt a mortal body in order to take away sin. He became the Lamb in order to share his blood and enter into the veil with it. And the prophet said, consider this. Since it is the blood of God, it is perfect blood. And if the perfect blood is losing us from the power and bondage and defilement of sin, then the losing is perfect and complete. Do you believe that? You cannot be a saint and a sinner at the same time. No! Look, church, we are not ashamed to claim what the word of God says we are. We are what we are by the grace of God. Yes. We are not ashamed to say that we are sinless. Hello? There is now, therefore, no condemnation. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies, declares us righteous. That is the supreme judge. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died. Romans chapter 8, verses 33 and 34. There it is. His death gave us the blood. The blood has loosed us. There is now no condemnation. How can there be? Oh, man. You see, you can be piling up. Say, Pastor Marty, 3 years ago, he did this. Number one. Number two. 2 years ago, he did this. He did this. He did this. He did this. That is a man compiling rubbish and nonsense. We are talking about what God has said. The prophet said, in Christ, he said, we are perfect. He said, I may not be perfect in your own sight, by your own judgment. Your own judgment is not the yardstick. Hello? Your judgment is not the right, it's not the yardstick. The one that has the final say, the one that has the divine yardstick, says, I am perfect. Therefore, Satan, demons, nonsense, listen very well. I am perfect. I don't know of you. I'm talking about me. That is me. God bless you. I say, God bless you. Let me tell you some things. Look, if the old demons from hell gather together to fight against Jude, when Jude is filled with the Holy Ghost, they be disappointed. Do you know why? We have just read something. The gates of hell shall fight, but they will never prevail. What is the need of fighting where you will not prevail? You are wasting your strength. You are wasting your time. At the end of the day, you'll go into shame. God bless you. When a man is redeemed, God comes in that man to live in that man. God makes sure that man told every word of God. Let me say it like this. It is no longer me that live, Paul said, but what? Christ liveth in me. Christ is living his own life through me. And Christ will not disbelieve an iota of his own words. Hello? Let me finish reading. If time day, I will talk. If time no day, we wait for the main service. God bless you, church. I'm so glad to be your missile. Oh, my. I miss you seriously when I traveled. That is when I actually know that I am not a missionary. Because I was so homesick. And you couldn't see it in my face, so, but within me. But the thing that gladdened my heart was that I didn't just go out for mission work. I just went out to appreciate people that were praying for me when the devil wanted to take my life. But God said no. He has the final say. It is not yet time. And the devil has to, he has no option that to pack his load and go. For your information, Brother Abraham said, until God finishes with you, he said, nothing can take you out of this place. Do you believe that? Now, don't get tied down again by traditions and creeds and organizations. Don't be led astray by listening to those that deny the power of the word and deny that Jesus saves, heals, and fills with the Holy Ghost and power. Ye are God-free men, loosed by his own blood. If you still hold your faith to creeds and denominations, it is certain by the evidence that you have lost your faith in the world. And may that not be your portion. We are just finished with verse 5. We are coming to verse 6 now. And he had made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. He had made us. Not that he will make us. He had made us. Oh, there are certain truths that we need to emphasize. This is one of them. He had made us. Salvation is his doing. Salvation is of the Lord. All of grace. It is not by works, lest any man should boast. Amen. He redeemed us for a purpose. He bought us for a purpose. We are kings. Spiritual kings. Oh, we are going to be kings upon the earth with him when he sits on his throne. But now we are spiritual kings and we reign over a spiritual kingdom. Oh, hallelujah, church. And he says in Romans 5:17, for if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one, Jesus Christ. And in Colossians chapter 1, verse 13 says, who had delivered us from the power of darkness, not only delivered us, listen, you know, and has translated us into the kingdom, reign of his dear Son. Listen, you know, right now, not in future, we reign with Christ. Having dominion over sin, the world, the flesh, and the devil. Do you believe that? That we have dominion over sin, over the flesh, over the world, over Satan. Then why are you staggering? Why do you have sleepless night because cockroach make noise? You say, one day, they don't come. Who are you expecting that comes? After you have been told by the messenger of the age that the angels, bunch of them, that God appoints unto you, they surround you, permanent with you. They don't go, they are permanent with you. And the prophet made an emphasis. He said, one angel can destroy the whole world. And you have a bunch of them around you. Are you, do you believe now this? Then who is witches? Who is wizard? Who is Semere? Who is Ogbanje? Who is Mami Water Spirit? Little demons that Jesus said, in my name, they will cast them out. Is that what you fear? He that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. He that is in you is God himself and is greater than Satan. When Satan misbehaves over there, you throw him down. Oh, hallelujah, church. Omo baba le mi se nipa igbagbo ninu Jesu. Atoke na God bless you, church. That is the truth. That is the truth. Do you know if the son of Jagaba is coming to Ibadan? I'm telling you, so many escorts, both in front and the back, they protect him as if they are protecting the daddy. God bless you, church. God bless you. We will soon stop. For if by one man, okay, we are past that, he had made us, delivered us from the power of darkness, and had translated us into the kingdom reign of his dear son. Right now, we reign with Christ, having dominion over sin, the world, and the flesh, and the devil, showing forth his praise and glory, showing forth himself, for it is Christ in us, willing and doing of his good pleasure. Look, when you are converted, you don't struggle to do what is right. It is Christ in you, willing and doing what is right in you. Do you believe that? Then you say you are filled with the Holy Ghost. This one is filled with the Holy Ghost. They are fighting. Holy Ghost, fighting Holy Ghost. When the prophet told us that an elect cannot persecute an elect, tell somebody yes. God bless you. Somebody met me and said, you have 5 ministers in your church. How are you making it? I say, I'm not the one who called them. The one that called them is living in them. He has given the ministry. And they are responsible for their ministry. And they are accountable to the one that called them. Basic. God bless you. Yes, Brother Leke, you are just ringing that bell. I will read this one finish. God bless you. Now, showing forth his praise and glory, show himself, for it is Christ in us, willing and doing of his good pleasure. Yes, indeed. Even now, we are seated in heavenly places in Christ. Do you believe that? Bodily, we are here. But spiritually, our life is being controlled from above. That is why I don't believe in gossip. I don't believe in bybatting. I don't believe in talking at somebody at the back. I don't believe in it. I don't believe in politically motivated statements and groups and all kinds of rubbish and nonsense in a church. I don't believe that. If you are a child of God, you are a child of God. There is no nothing, as absolutely nothing anyone can do about it. The devil can change it. Nobody can change it. The one that has called you, Jesus said,
that my Father has given me shall come. He said, when they come, no man should be able to pluck them out of my hands. He said, because the Father that gave that to me is mightier than all. Not only that we are saved, he's watching over us. I will soon stop. I promise you, Brother Leke, I will finish reading. God bless you. He made us priests. Yes, priests unto him. Offering spiritual praise of sacrificed lips. Spending our lives as a sweet offering unto him. Worshipping him in spirit and in truth. Interceding and petitioning. Priests and kings unto our God. No wonder the world does not appeal to us. And we are a peculiar people, zealous unto good works. We have been recreated in him to be children like unto our Father. Hallelujah. Take ubabimo, ekuni ojo. The prophet said, we were in Christ according to the scripture. We were chosen in him before the foundation of the world. He said we were in Christ when he went through all that he went through. At the cross, we were in him. When he was crucified, we were crucified with him. When he was buried, we were buried with him. When he resurrected, we resurrected with him. When he ascended, we ascended with him. In heavenly places, in Christ Jesus, that is where our life is being controlled now. That's where we don't quarrel, we don't fight, we don't fuse, we don't gossip, we don't backbite. If you do all those things, I will tell you, you are far from the kingdom we are talking about. Some Jehovah Witnesses knock at my gate. They came around. They say, we are preaching about the gospel, the kingdom that's to come. I say, hey, your own kingdom is here to come. Mine has come. It's already in me. When I show them the scripture, they carry back. They look at each other. Off they go. God bless you. The Holy Ghost is the kingdom of God in us. Are you a child of the kingdom? Then live holy. You will struggle to live holy. It's Christ living in both to will and to do what is right. It's Christ doing it. Shalom to your soul. Thank you. God bless you. We are coming back. Shall we bow our heads? With a few things that have been spoken, do you have the cause to ask for prayer? If you have, raise up your hand. Dear Almighty God, the few paragraphs that have been passed across to this waiting audience, Lord, some of your children have raised up their hands. They are needy, and they have a reason why their hands raised up, contrary to the law of gravity that said the hands always act down. Thou knowest all things. Thou whose presence we are. Thou who comes into the midst of your people, not as an onlooker, nor a recording agent, but Lord, to design the needs of your people and to supply it. Give to everyone according to their needs. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Blessed be thy name. We leave the rest of the services in your hands. We pray that you take us further in your blessings. In Jesus' precious name, we pray. Amen.